Welcome to the St. Michael Daily Meditations for Lent. My name is Christian Basil, and I will be leading our meditations today. Our theme this Lent is, In the Garden. When Jesus faced his deepest trial, he prayed in the garden. As we struggle with our own trials, Jesus walks with us and calls us to a deeper life of prayer and commitment to God's love. As Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. A reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 8, verses 1 through 13. Now concerning food sacrificed to idols. We know that all of us possess knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. Anyone who claims to know something does not yet have the necessary knowledge. But anyone who loves God is known by him. Hence, as to the eating of food offered to idols, we know that no idol in the world really exists, and that there is no God but one. Indeed, even though there may be so-called gods in heaven or on earth, as in fact there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is one God, the Father, from whom all things and for whom we exist. And one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and through whom we exist. It is not everyone, however, who has this knowledge, since some have become so accustomed to idols until now. They still think of the food they eat as offered to an idol, and their conscience, being weak, is defiled. Food will not bring us close to God. We are no worse off if we do not eat, and no better off if we do. But take care that this liberty of yours does not somehow become a stumbling block to the weak. For if others see you, who possess knowledge, eating in the temple of an idol, might they not, since their conscience is weak, be encouraged to the point of eating food sacrificed to idols? So by your knowledge those weak believers for whom Christ died are destroyed. But when you thus sin against members of your family, and wound their conscience when it is weak, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if food is a cause of their falling, I will never eat meat, so that I may not cause one of them to fall. Here ends the reading. Many people give up some type of food during Lent. Meat, chocolate, coffee, those are all typical. And to those people, I apologize for reading a whole chapter about food. The problem of eating meat sacrificed to idols is not one that we regularly encounter today. In ancient Corinth, there would have been a great number of temples to various gods, all accepting sacrifices of animals. And that meat would still go to use, typically being sold and sometimes even being offered restaurant style. But this issue is so esoteric that it is difficult to think of a true parallel here with modern life. The truth behind this arcane problem is more about responsibility within the body of Christ. Paul reminds his readers that knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. In other words, it's not enough to simply possess knowledge or exercise freedom without regard for others. True spiritual maturity lies in using that knowledge in love to uplift our brothers and sisters, rather than throwing stumbling blocks as they walk on their journey with Christ. Whenever I have the chance to visit home, I end up playing trains with my 4-year-old nephew for many hours. And he can be very particular about how he sets up his wooden Brio track. And sometimes I might be tempted to remind him that one piece doesn't connect that way or a bridge just can't sit there by itself. But in his world, trains can sometimes fly, and they're named Thomas, or they have personalities, so obviously, I'm wrong. Each of us learns how things work and connect at a different pace. All of us interact with the world differently. And none of us requires the exact same attention and care that others do. We are each unique. Our life in Christ is much the same. Paul urges us to remember our own journey to recall times that we stumbled in the darkness or didn't know yet how things were put together. Yes, we all were once babes in Christ, who needed nurturing and guidance to grow into the fullness of our calling. And just as we were shown grace and patience on our journey, so too are we called to extend the same to others. Yes, we all were once babes in Christ, who needed nurturing and guidance to grow into the fullness of our calling. And just as we were shown grace and patience on our journey, so too are we called to extend the same to others. Think about the service of baptism. After all the candidates have been presented for baptism, the celebrant turns to the congregation and asks this question: Will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support these persons in their life in Christ? We will, is our communal response. As we go through life, we face many trials. We learn so much about what is right and wrong. We try and fail and try again at so many things. And it is true that Christ is with us on that journey. But it is also true that we are on that journey with others. We don't walk alone with Christ. When we gather together as the body of Christ, we bring our joys and sorrows, our triumphs and disasters, our trusts and doubts, and seek to see Christ in one another in each of those places. If we follow Paul's advice, then the love we have will build up each other. We must be careful in our faith, not to let knowledge puff us up and make us a stumbling block to those who need help and guidance. With Christ, we must be that guidance and that help. And when the time comes, we must accept that guidance from others. As we seek deeper commitment to God's love in this season of Lent, we recognize the responsibility that love requires. To put others ahead of ourselves, to hear the wisdom in Paul's words. Therefore, if what I eat causes my brother or sister to fall into sin, I will never eat meat again, so that I will not cause them to fall. May our love for Christ and the life of prayer that we cultivate help us to approach others with a humble heart and always find opportunity for love. Amen. Please join me as we continue with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.